Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Secret TV Critic, the fake TV critic miniseries, limited series spin-off that we are doing, covering the second season of RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race with my friend Andy.
Hello.
Hi. I'm glad that we're both in a chipper-ass mood right now, because I'm about to blow the world up because this episode.
This was not fun.
But
not until the last, 10 minutes. I was fine up until then.
Oh, no. I was mad almost from the jump. Not from the jump, but when they started the lip syncs, I was like, I see what they're doing. I know what they're doing. And I don't like it.
Okay. I mean, I wasn't ready, so I clearly got shocked by that. And, ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Let's
bad,
get
guys.
Right fucking into it. The category this week is Yas Gaga, and it is Lady Gaga songs. But first, we're playing Snatch Game.
Which, let's stop right there. I was already excited because even though it almost always sucks, Snatch Game is my favorite. I love celebrity impersonations, but I also hate the super cringe that comes with terrible ones. So it's like... It's always such a anxiety-inducing episode for me, no matter what season it is, because I feel like these performances were equal to some performances that drag queens give already. So, you know, I'm just saying, I'm anxious. But also, I love Gaga's music, so I was excited for that. I think that portrays itself well to, like, you know, a drag lip sync. And then I watched the whole thing. So, your thoughts?
Let's go into Snatch Game. Let's just talk about Snatch Game first.
Okay.
Because I am with you that I typically like Snatch Game, even though it is usually now bad. I feel like it didn't used to always be bad on Drag Race, but in recent ever since the Brooklyn Heights season, season 11, when Brooklyn Heights and Evie Oddly, who were the top two of the season, were the bottom two of Snatch Game, I feel like it has been terrible. And
I think it was terrible before that, but there were definitely a good couple runs where it wasn't so cringy.
Yeah, I mean, I think this season of All Stars definitely reinvigorated the Snatch Game episode with Jinx.
Well, that's kind of the problem, too, is the one with the... But even if you skip Jinx, the rest of those performances could compare with all the winners of the other seasons. So
100%.
It's just, hard to wrap my brain around, that these people can be so good at doing it, and I can love this Snatch Game so much, and then I can watch other ones and just want to hide.
Agreed. And I mean, it all comes down to choosing the right celebrities. And it's just, for some reason, so many of these queens are just not good at doing that. And that goes for the queens in this episode as well.
Yeah, you need to pick somebody. I don't think you even need to like the person. Just pick somebody that you can watch in the mirror and say, I see it. Because if you can't even do that, why are you picking this person? You need to be able to relate to them. You need to make your face look like them. You need to be able to talk like them. And if you can't even convince yourself in the mirror, how are you going to convince anybody else? I just don't understand. Pick somebody easy. I mean, they pretty much did. I think they made okay choices.
I mean, I don't. I think they made... No, you're right.
Save one person.
Okay, they did make okay choices. I don't know. So, Thirsty Von Trapp is playing Erica Jane from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. Chick LaFay is Celine Dion. Chakra 7 is Eartha Kitt, a fucking gen. And Poppy says Ziggy Stardust / David Bowie. I think, isn't Ziggy Stardust a character David Bowie played? So,
yes.
Is there a distinction there?
I think there is, and I think it was lost on the show, and I'm not sure what happened, and I think we need to discuss that. So we can do it now, or we can do it after.
We can do it now. I'm going to assume, like a lot of other people who do Snatch Game, they want to do a character, but the character is often copywritten or part of like a legal thing. Like I'm thinking on All Stars 5, India Farah wanted to do Mama from Mama's House, and they didn't have the rights. But rather than say she's doing Vicky Lawrence, who is the actress, she changed to a different character. So I'm wondering if this is one of those things where, like, they legally can't say you're Ziggy Stardust, so he has to be David Bowie.
Then this should have been a discussion with him before we filmed the segment where he says, I'm playing the alien character Ziggy Stardust that Bowie created. Mm-hmm. Don't leave that part in then, because that just confuses the viewers when he's on stage dressed like that, but then says his name is David Bowie, and then you cut literally everything out that he says from that point forward. Poppy didn't do a single thing during Snatch Game except give a one-word answer. That's it. There were no jokes. There was no body language. There was no reaction. There was nothing because they had to cut the whole thing.
And there was one joke that I thought actually was funny, and it was low-hanging fruit, but as we know from watching past Snatch Games, that doesn't mean that the queens always grasp it. And it was like, oh, you've been to the moon, where or you've been to Mars or whatever. Where else have you been in the solar system? And I mean, obviously fishing for the answer of Uranus.
Uranus.
And he did say Uranus, yeah. And said something right. Like, it's very desolate there or something.
Right, and that was funny, I guess, but, like, compared to the screen time and the amount of jokes, whether they landed or not, of everybody else, comparatively, is what pissed me off. Because if you're not allowed to say Ziggy, and you're not allowed to, like, do those references, then make him pick somebody else. Like, what are you showing us if you're not going to show us the whole thing?
I agree.
I hated that. I hated it because then the whole rest of the episode makes zero sense.
I mean, let's talk about the actual performances then. Did you think Poppy was the worst?
Yeah, just because there was nothing given.
I don't think Poppy did the worst.
Who? And who?
I think Chakra did worse.
Okay. If you were going to come for Thirsty in this moment, I was going to tell you off. Because
no.
I don't care how badly you feel about her. And yes, the accent wasn't spot on.
It was terrible.
But she did Erica Jane perfectly. It was funny. It was timed well. Everything about it was good. She won that fair and square. If not, then Chick LaFay did.
I would have given it to Chick, definitely. But I mean, I thought there were.
I would have given it to Thirsty. Yeah.
My issue.
So I'm not saying that Eartha Kitt was like something crazy, but she did something with it that was more than just bare bones answers from AJ that I just don't even think was his fault. But like, don't pick a character and let them pick a character that then you can't do. So then you only show half their answers.
Here's my issue is, first of all, AJ was the only one who had a consistent accent that was actually correct for the character. So I'm giving him points for that. Chakra 7 did Eartha Kitt and didn't do the Eartha Kitt voice, which is the whole fucking point of doing Eartha Kitt. It's why I think this is the fourth Eartha Kitt Snatch Game that we've had. And there is literally no point in picking Eartha Kitt if you can't do the voice. And then on top of that, she was like trying bits and trying to be funny. And I thought that everything she said was so obvious. Like the one question was about like wet ass pussy or whatever, the Italian restaurant where they're serving wet ass blank.
Yeah.
And you know, like, I guess trying to like wet ass pasta or something. But she said, I wrote down pussy cat. And I'm like, that's the same fucking word. That's, like, it's the same thing. That is not funny. That is not creative. Like, I just thought that everything she was doing was obvious. And to me, that combined with the lack of the accent or the voice was not it. At least with Poppy and David, as David Bowie or Ziggy or whatever, he got in one joke, which I thought was better than any of the jokes that, you know, Chakra gave, and had the and did the voice. So I would have given it to like slightly teeniest, tiniest of hairs over Poppy. I would have, or over Chakra 7, I would have given it to Poppy. But I thought there was definitely a clear divide between Chakra and Poppy being not good and Thirsty and Chick being better.
Yeah, I mean, I would have given it to Thirsty, hands down, 100%. I liked Chick Lefay's Celine, and I thought it was good, but I thought Thirsty was really on it by providing humor at every point, where I feel like Celine was a little reliant on gestures. I don't know. I don't know. I've mean, seen Erica, Celine so done so much better.
With the dabbing the eyes with the money. She did it like 3 times.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just giving my opinion.
I think that they were both good. But like, again, my issue again with Thirsty.
Okay, and how many times have we seen Erica Jayne fucking gnash her teeth and say, or what? Or what? So, I mean, you know, as much as I'm over fucking Erica, like, Thirsty brought a new thing to it to make me laugh at Erica, and that's all I really care about. I didn't find anything new funny about Chick's Celine, is all I'm saying.
No, I know, but my point was that you said about the gesture, and, like, Thirsty kept going back to the gesture of the money. That was my point.
But that's... okay. I feel like we're talking about two separate things, but it doesn't matter.
Anyway, but again, the thing that why I would give it to Chick over Thirsty is that Chick was more consistent in the voice, and Thirsty did not sound anything at all like Erica Jayne. Like, was doing, like, a nasally southern accent.
Well, I think it's hard to pin... Okay, it's really funny because I just texted you about the difference between Erica's voice when she first was on season one that they harkened back to this episode, and they showed her showing off Tom Girardi's house in her high-pitched nasal southern accent, which I thought was more fitting for her because actually if you watch her from her first season, she sounds way more like what Thirsty sound like than she does now because now... she's doing the grandma thing and I don't have time for this. Like, you know, she's completely changed her voice. So I don't know. We're not going to agree on this. So it doesn't matter.
I mean, I thought that they were both good. They were definitely the top two. But like, the bottom line is that I thought that Chakra was worse than Poppy. Like that, they were both clearly the bottom, but like, I didn't really think this was...
I'm not trying to slam on Poppy so much as I am the show, because I think if Poppy was funny, I don't have a hard time accepting that Poppy was funnier than Chakra at all, and that Poppy did something with Bowie. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to fault AJ for that, but I'm saying like if someone knew that was going to get cut, then don't put it on the show. Do you know what I mean? Like, someone should have stepped in at that point is what I'm saying. If you're going to judge it on something that the viewers can't see, then don't have it happen because it doesn't seem fair. That's all I meant by that.
Yeah. So maybe they cut some stuff because it just was terribly unfunny and they didn't want Poppy to look bad. But then they put her in the bottom at the end. So you would think they would leave it in. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if this is the reason she went home, then to me it doubly doesn't make sense why someone else went home. Yeah. If this was the reason for her being in the bottom, there was someone else there with her in this part. That's what I'm saying. So either they didn't show her being funny and she deserved to stay, or she wasn't shown being funny because she wasn't funny and doesn't deserve to stay. Those are the two options.
Right.
But instead, she wasn't funny and got to stay. And that's what I'm not understanding. And that's what's pissing me off.
Okay. And that's completely fair. I mean, I just thought this was such a bizarre beginning to the episode because it moved so quickly, was so unfunny in so many ways. Like, I mean, like, when I say that Snatch Game... is funny. Like, when I find a Snatch Game character or performance funny, I'm like alone on my couch cackling. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and there was nothing even close to that here. Like, there were some chuckles for Erica, Jayne, and Celine Dion, But, like, nothing that I thought was, like, genuinely all that funny. And I just kept getting so annoyed because they showed all of Chakra's answers as Eartha Kitt. And then, so I had to confront the fact that she was not using the voice for every fucking question. And then that she was, like, trying to be funny and just failing, but then everyone was laughing. Like, the one answer where she, I forget what the question was, but she said something like, it's in my panties because I'm not wearing any. And I'm like, but that literally makes no sense. And it's not funny at all. And I'm just so confused by anyone doing Snatch Game and why they continue to choose characters where, like, they can't do the accent or they can't be... Like, I was so worried for Chick when she's talking to Brooklyn, because Brooklyn did Celine and was in the bottom for the Snatch Game on season 11 and was like, oh, you know, she just, like, she makes gestures at the camera. Like, she winks at the camera after she says everything and she thinks everything's so funny. And I was like, oh, God. She's gonna be terrible. And I mean, she wasn't. But
when they pick characters, I think that's just on Kevin for making it better than it
100%
was. But that's like Brooklyn.
But that's like feeding into. But like that's what I mean. So Chakra 7 chose Eartha Kitt. For what reason? Probably because of the voice, but then couldn't do the voice. Like that's like so choosing someone like if you watch a regular Snatch Game and they have like one tick. That they're like, well, I'm going to capitalize on that. I'm going to do that all the time. It's like, well, that's not funny. It was like Fifi doing Lady Gaga in season 4. You know what I mean? Like when you're trying to rely on the fact that Gaga just like sings words loudly and randomly or like does pause up monsters. Like, okay, you can't build a whole friggin' Snatch Game around that. And that's right, again, why I think
that. Right, but there are ways to make Gaga funny. People 100%. Just don't get it.
100%. I think it's gotten better over, like, we've seen Gaga since then that have been better. But, like, with Chick, she realized, like, oh, I can't build an entire Snatch Game on this one thing. I'm going to do other things. Whereas, like, Chakra didn't, Poppy didn't, and Thirsty did. That she was like, okay, I have to do a physical comedy, and I have to make jokes.
Right, right.
But I just thought it was weird. I thought the whole thing was very weird. And if they were going to do this, I wish they would have done the whole episode as, like, preparing them for Snatch Game.
Yeah. I want it to be so good because, like, I've loved it up until this point. But now it's making it so clear that they're intervening with the editing so much that I'm like, I know I'm not getting the full story. And it's irritating because you want to see, you just want to see the whole thing. And so when they're cutting out so much and then making them do this, it's like, well, it's hard to see how they got prepared for it. And, you know, if people who lost Snatch Game are preparing you to win, I don't think you're gonna, because they don't know what they're doing either.
Yeah, the longer the show goes on and the closer we get to the top, the more it's like a regular season of Drag Race where you can see the fuckery happening.
I think it's worse.
Worse on this?
Yeah.
Because of the Snatch Game or because of everything that we see coming up?
Just the most recent couple episodes, I think you can see it way more than you normally can.
Right, like, and this is what I was talking about at the beginning of the season when I was like, they're going to pull some Drag Race shit. This episode was them pulling some Drag Race shit.
I see that now.
All right, let's talk about the lip syncs. The gas, gaga. First up is Chick Lefay, and she is doing You and I by Lady Gaga. And why don't you start us off with your thoughts on this?
Well, the thing is, what really makes me angry is that her only read from the judges was to not pose at the end so that your hair is in the way of your face. And isn't that what I said 2 episodes ago when Poppy was styled the exact same way with, I think, the exact same wig, except this one had another fucking wig on top. Why is that the contestant's fault again? Because this choreographer is the one who is posing them at the end. And also knowing that they're going to have hair over the left side of their face. Why are you posing them so that the left side of their face, the part that's covered by hair, is facing the camera and the audience? It makes no sense. It puts them in a bad position on purpose. And if this is manipulation again, it pisses me off because you're doing it on purpose to send somebody home for no fucking reason.
Yeah, this is, again, we talk about it every week of like who the fuck is coming up with these concepts, with the costumes, with the wigs, like.
And they made it a point to point it out, to say, oh, we love Blotty Blah for taking care of our wigs for us because they're just so amazing at styling them and making them perfect. And I'm like, did you have to say this to make up for their fucking error that you're trying to convince us is Chick's fault? Because it's not. She didn't put her hair like that. Well, fuck that's off.
Like, this could have maybe been a semi-legitimate critique if this was a regular season of Drag Race and a queen had, like,
done their own hair.
Styled their own wig, whatever. But even then, like, most of the queens now don't make any of their own shit. They don't style their own wigs. They come with wigs. They come with costumes already made. Like, but even still, like, at least they put finishing touches on. I'm, like, 99% sure that the contestants have, like, almost nothing to do with these numbers. They don't get a say in choreography unless maybe it's like, I literally can't do that move. They don't get a say in their
right, or they say like, hey, I want to do a spin here because I can, and yeah, like, let's throw in this Backstreet Boy, you know, dance that I did or whatever.
Other than maybe shoes, if they can't walk in a heel or something, I don't think they have any say in costuming. I don't think they have any say in wigs, except maybe color, maybe. But like, other than, like, they're not doing any of this themselves. So when the critiques, first of all,
are about that.
Right. All the critiques are about that. But also, that's where all the problems lie. The only issues that this number had were the costume and the wig. That's it. Like, Kevin did nothing wrong. There was one really bad dance move where he was, like, supposed to extend his leg in a dip. And he literally couldn't because the fucking skirt was in the way.
Well, and the move right before that, he was supposed to, like, pirouette in the air or something. And, like, you can't do that to somebody who is wearing, like, 70s flared stiletto weird ass shoes. Like, they're already waffle clompers and you're gonna jump up in the air and try and pirouette and then be caught by a guy to lean back and not really be able to extend your leg and point your toe because you're wearing this weird ass plastic molded bodysuit that restricts your movement. I didn't understand.
It was terrible. So, like, yeah, all the issues were things that she had no control over. It was the choreography, right. It was the costume, it was the wig. And, like, first of all, that was the least climactic reveal in the history of Drag Race when there was, like, a blue tablecloth over that stupid piano plastic skirt that ripped off and was like, oh my god, it's piano keys. No one gives a shit. That whole skirt thing never should have happened. They should have done the rehearsal and been like, oh, this sucks. We can't do this. That was stupid.
Right, you should have put a little electric piano on the stage and just had her pretend hitting the keys while she was singing. It didn't need to be a skirt and a reveal and another takeoff that goes only semi-successfully.
Right, and the problem with the wig is that there's no way that Chick can even fix it while she's on stage. Like, it's
and she tried a couple of times.
You, like, right. Her arms literally aren't long enough to reach back, and then if you do try to swoop back the hair that's falling, you could knock off 30 pounds of hair off of your entire head. Like, it was terrible because the actual performance was good. Chick had so much passion up on that stage and was into it.
I thought she did amazing. And honestly, the fact that she could do amazing with all that hair on her, considering we talked about how Tom couldn't even pull his fucking turtley head out of his shell because he couldn't hold up a wig, that should tell you how hard it is, you know. And Kevin did really well doing that, flinging that hair about and dancing with a lot of emotion. I loved it, honestly. I didn't think there was anything wrong with it except for the wig. And I didn't think that was her fault because she did keep trying to brush it out of her eyes. And at the very end, she was posed deliberately so that she couldn't face that direction.
I honestly, like, performance-wise, I thought this was the best, maybe second to Poppy, performance-wise, because, like, all the issues were things that were out of Kevin's control. And that shouldn't be held against him. But it was. Like, when the critique, like, it's not her fault the wig isn't styled right. It's not her fault the reveal sucks. It's not her fault the costume was constrictive. And then, like, for Rue's other critique was, your Celine Dion didn't go anywhere. Like, right, because it was three questions and it was 10 minutes and no one else's went anywhere either. Like,
right, but you also praised her and laughed at her more than any of the other people. Maybe not Thirsty, but I don't understand that critique at all. Like, they thought she was funny. I don't know. I don't understand it. It just made me angry.
Same. Honestly. And it was from this point when I heard those critiques, I was like, oh, they are doing this bitch wrong. They are making shit up to put them in the... Like, this is what they do on Drag Race. Like, when production dictates this person needs to go home this week, and then they, like, invent things to be critical of. That's what this was. They invent, like, not, they didn't need to, like, pull things out of the air. Like, they critiqued things that went wrong, but the things that went wrong were not because of Chick. They were because of Jamal Sims. They were because of the wig person. They were because of the costume person. But it's the same thing, like, on regular Drag Race when someone, like, it happens every season where someone goes home for doing literally nothing wrong.
Right.
And that's, it was Chick's week, and I don't understand why or how or what the fuck happened. But it was clear that after those critiques that they were gunning for her to at least put her in the bottom. And now we know to send her home. But
I just thought they were getting more critical, and I didn't think that they were setting her up to be in the bottom. So it still shocked me when I got to that point. I think you're just so used to watching it more than I am, since you've seen all of the seasons ever, that, like, you're more in tune to that kind of a thing. Like, I try not to look for that kind of stuff because it ruins my experience. But this episode was just so glaringly obvious to me that it was just like, why are you doing this? You're ruining the show. It was going so well. Last week was like a bit of a bumble because we were both kind of like, what's starting to happen? But now you've just completely flipped the whole fucking bucket over.
Agreed. Next up was Thirsty Von Trapp doing Bad Romance. Did you like this?
I did.
Okay. I thought this was definitely her best performance, but I do not think it was all that great. And it's because of the face. It's the face. Like, Mark Indelicato is very clearly a film actor, because he thinks that just, like, opening his eyes is enough to perform, and it's not when you have, like, an eye mask and makeup and a wig. Like, you need to move your whole face, and he does not move his whole face.
I agree with that. I think that there's less difference, though, between her and Poppy now. And I know that you are still championing Poppy, but I have lost my faith in her completely after this episode. So, like, I'm not sure what to say other than I thought this was better than Poppy. And
you thought this was better than Poppy's
number? I did. Later? I did. I don't think Poppy has it anymore. Poppy, to me, looks like AJ more and more, and less like Poppy.
Okay.
As we've gone on. I feel like the man hands, it's so much man hands and man legs. Like, Thirsty is crossing her legs when she walks, like model walking, you know what I mean? Swinging hips, attempting to look feminine. I feel like Poppy, and even sometimes Chick, in certain moves, like the two moves that failed, the turn and then the dip, where they are just not doing the things that you need to be doing to make it more feminized. Sissy, the walk kind of thing. Like, not pointing toes, not having straight legs. In any time your legs are out, they should be straight. Just sashaying and not stomping around. Like, obviously when you're dancing and you're dancing to something like Gaga, who's very androgynous in her movements, they're not even matching androgyny for me.
Okay. I mean,
I don't know how else to better explain it. I just feel like... oh, sorry. I just feel like Thirsty seems to be growing and getting into drag and, like, getting her whole body ready for more kind of thing. And I feel like Poppy said, oh, I have all this stuff on the outside and I can dance and now I don't have to do anything else. I just feel like the growth stopped and like now I've seen it so much that it seems like it's going backward. And it seems like Thirsty is still, even though it's not a huge incline, is still trending upwards. And for me, Poppy is trending downwards.
I mean, I understand that. I do not like drag queens that are just look queens. I need a queen to be a performer. Because if I'm going to go see a drag show, I'm going to see a performance. And Thirsty is just not getting what that means. Like, they can say that she's improving and, like, she is, but not in ways that I, like, every week when I'm like, move your fucking face. Stop with the dead eyes. Like, she has never once done a performance with any emotion whatsoever. So, like, she can be improving when it comes to the dance steps. She can be, you know, getting more in touch with her feminine side. But to me, I would rather see a good performance than anything else. And, like, I mean, this is Gaga. Like, we have all seen videos of Gaga performing. She looks ugly as fuck when she's singing. She gets so into it.
Oh, and, yeah.
Like, if that's the place that you're trying to be, and especially with Thirsty following Chick, where she was so into You and I, this was... Like, I just notice her lack... Like, she looks like a doll. Like, she has a porcelain face. It does not move. And I just... it makes me so mad that...
I know, and I don't understand it. Because to me, like, I would rather her look like a doll than look like... the twins challenge where they rip guys out of production and... walk him down the runway for the first time. That's what it feels like Poppy's doing right now. That's what this week felt like to me.
All right, well, I disagree with that, but let's go on to Chakra 7.
I'm just saying, I don't understand. Poppy has not embraced anything about drag other than wearing the clothes and the makeup and the outfit. I don't see any difference in the way Poppy did that lip sync than AJ would out of all of drag. You okay. Don't agree?
No, I don't know. I guess I just don't care.
When I see that. Thirsty, I don't see Mark and Delicato doing that stuff.
Well, right, because I see know Thirsty. Mark and Delicato. But I feel like it's because we're so familiar with AJ.
I don't think that's true though. Because like I'm very familiar with Kevin McHale, and I don't think he's doing that.
But the judges do because they keep knocking him for it with the humor, the womp womp.
Right, but I don't agree with the judges, and I like the humor, so that's not part of it. I'm talking about the lip sync performance, like, save the comedy out of it.
Okay. That's valid.
Okay.
I mean, like, I disagree. That's all. All right. Chakra 7 is doing Papa Rotzi. We're going to be here all day.
We started Peppy, but it was only to fight every step of the way.
We are doing Peppy Rotzi. Okay. I didn't like this either. I thought that looked great. Like, this was, for me, the best she's ever looked because she was, spoiler alert, dressed like a human being.
But so I thought also, she looked amazing. I thought she looked like that woman in Westworld who plays the madam. Did you watch Westworld?
I don't, but I think Tandy Newton, that's not her name anymore.
Yeah. Yes, that's her first name. I don't remember her current last name or whatever, but.
Yeah, I think she changed her first name. I think. She, like, de-ethnicized her name years ago, and now she, like, reinstated, like, what her actual name is. And I forget what it is, but I know who you're talking about.
Oh, no, it still lists her as Newton on IMDb.
Yeah, what's her first name now? Tandira or something?
Well, I don't know how to say it. It's Tandiwe.
Tandiwe. Okay. That sounds familiar now.
Tandiwe? Okay.
I think that's
what I just, it is. I didn't want to be offensive. I didn't know how to say it.
I mean, but I don't know if I said it right either, but I do know who you're talking about.
Okay. So she plays a madam in Westworld, and she's dressed up kind of similarly, and like, she really looked like her, and had we not been spoiled by who she was, I would have been like, is this the same person? Because they did look very similar. Obviously, she had more on her face and everything, but I thought this was like a really good look for her. And I mean, as Eartha Kitt, she got to look like herself finally as well, which is, you know, and she looked fine in that. It just was silly gooseness.
I just didn't like the performance of Paparazzi. I thought she looked great, but I thought that it was just super boring. And that she lacked a lot of the energy that she usually has. Like, that was the one thing we always said, no matter how fucking stupid the concepts were.
Yeah, she's like bouncing around the stage.
Yeah, she really commits to it. And I wonder if, because there was no concept this time around, if she didn't know what she was committing to. But to me, like, speaking of, you said that Poppy looks like the guys they pull off the street to, like, walk in heels for the first time. This, to me, looked like they pulled, like, the drag queen's moms and put them in drag. Like, she looked like a mom doing drag to me.
Like, she I don't think she did good this week. I thought she was in the bottom this week for both things. So,
me
like,
too.
That's why this whole episode just is so, you know, aggravating and annoying, because it's like, I don't get it. And I'm not saying that she hasn't turned out, you know, other times, and this time she actually looks good, and then she like couldn't pull it all together. I don't know. I still thought it was good. I mean, listen, I'm still entertained by all of these. I'm not like, even with my critiques, I could watch them do this over and over and over again and do top four for another 4 weeks and I'd be perfectly fine. Do you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
it's the little things that, you know, when you try to judge them, makes you angry, because it's like, I don't understand what you're trying to do. Like, there were clear winners here and clear losers.
Speaking of making me angry, I don't know what you're doing here. She did the little mouth wipe that chick did, that chick always got shit for leaning into your humor, and they didn't say a fucking word about it.
Right. I don't understand that. And she didn't just do it once or twice. She did it like 3 and 4 times right in a row. And it's like, no, girl, when you wipe your mouth, you do it maybe once or twice. And that's it. It's like the people who use the one tick from their person on Snatch Game and just pull it the whole fucking time. You're like, they say other words, you know, you have to give a break in the, you know, comedic bullet points, especially if you're going to use the same one.
Yes. Her critiques, also annoying. I don't know. It was either RuPaul or Michelle who basically said, you were not doing Eartha Kitt, but I didn't care. I liked it. Like, no. Just say she didn't do well in the Snatch Game, but they wanted her in the finale, and they weren't putting her in the bottom. So annoying. Okay, now we get to Poppy, and you have opinions, clearly. And she's doing...
I wish she would have worn her tattoos the whole time. I get they were covering them up for the sake of the clandestine first couple episodes, but I don't understand. I don't understand.
Well, she's doing Born This Way, which, let's talk about this for a hot second. I was, from the beginning of the episode, annoyed with Poppy, because, like you said, that she's not growing in drag, that she's stagnating, that like she's on the decline. Picking a character for Snatch Game that is, David Bowie was bisexual, but he is a cishet man, or he's a cis man, and then you are doing Born This Way as your lip sync song, which, like, as the only straight person in the competition, made me feel a little, ugh. Like, I know the whole point of the song isn't, like, that it is, like, the whole point isn't that it's, like, a coming out song or something. But that is absolutely what it has been embraced as. And it's, like, you know, it's been adopted. The Born This Way Foundation that Lady Gaga has is basically, like, for LGBT teens, like, to talk, like, to get therapy and shit. Like, it's been embraced from the get-go when the song came out as a queer anthem. So to be the only straight person left in the show and to do male character for drag and... No, straight man is what I'm getting at. That, like...
Oh, okay.
And then to do this song that, like... But also at least Chakra is... Black, because like there's like it felt weird, and that they did the old version, which I mean is the one we all know, but like is where your black, white, beige, Chola descent, like your Lebanese, your Orient, like I don't know, it felt strange. And then to on top of that,
what do you mean the old version?
That's the old version. The new version has different lyrics, and I forget what they are. Like she re-released it this last year, I think, without the word Chola in it.
Okay.
Anyway, but then to
also
say... Are you
sure it wasn't an Orient that was more offensive?
I mean, it might have been both. I don't think either of them are in the new version. I don't remember specifically. But Orient is only offensive if you are literally calling people from, like... Like, the Orient is a place. It's just misplaced. Like, the Orient is the Middle East.
It is?
Yeah. I had to write my fucking master's stupid test about Orientalism by Edward Said. Anyway, but then to also then have the concept be like, we're showing off my tattoos. I'm like, okay, but then that literally means you're not born this way. Like the thing that you are showing off as part of yourself is literally not born this way.
Yeah, I didn't understand... When he said, I'm now showing my tattoos to show I was born this way. It's like, sir, I know you didn't come out as a baby with full sleeves and neck tattoos. Right. Like, what did that even mean?
It was
like,
very
you
weird.
Can't relate it to your tattoos. Like, you should have just said, I relate to Lady Gaga in that way or something. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, Lady Gaga only does tattoos on her left side. Because if it was on the right side, that's her mom's side or something like that. She has some explanation for it. But, you know, it's the same sort of thing. Like, you could have related this some other way other than that. I don't know.
It was very weird. And then to find out, like, to then watch the number and it's like, wait, what the fuck is going on? That he was playing a doll. And then had to thank God he explained at the end what the concept was, that he was a doll that was the last doll on the shelf because it was ugly and covered in tattoos and no one wanted it, but it's perfect just the way it is. I'm like, okay. Why? Like, you played a doll to a song called Born This Way. The whole thing was so weird. It sounded like a high idea, like something like that he got stoned and was like, oh my God, this would be great. But then you wake up the next day and you're like, oh, that was actually a really dumb idea. I really What's the name
I feel
else?
Like, how old is he?
Oh God. Gotta be at least late 40s, I would say.
Can we look this up just because I'm curious?
Sure. Let's talk about what was good about this as we were looking it up. So, number one. I thought he had a ton of passion and emotion and was performing the fuck out of that song. And I loved that. Also, the wig reveal was so good.
I agree. I love that.
The wig reveal was great. The dancing was great. I loved the nods to, like, the Backstreet Boys choreography and, like, his history as a Backstreet Boy, where he was, like, going up to the edge of the crowd and, like, you know, like, clapping people's hands and stuff. Oh, he's only 44.
I know. I saw it. I didn't want to interrupt you.
And, like, Michelle clocked the reference to It's Gonna Be Me by NSYNC, where they were the marionettes. Like, I thought all of that was really cute. I liked the makeup. Didn't love it. And I loved, even though it didn't look great, I loved that his hair was down. He had a down. He did not have an updo for once.
No, the hair looked great. The second wig, especially. Yes. The makeup looked awful to me. You still don't put a big white line at the jawline. Whether you have tattoos or not, it's still called blending, baby. Like, I don't understand. That was the worst makeup I've ever seen. It looked like a geisha face slapped on his. Which, like, if you're gonna be a doll, like, just too many concepts, too much happening. It just did not look cohesive to me. I don't mind having the tattoos out, but you needed to blend the makeup on the face better to make it make sense. Like, it's just bad. and I don't mind callbacks to Backstreet Boys or NSYNC choreography, but that is what I think especially made it look like AJ dancing on stage. The crouched over, grabby hands at the audience thing, do it for 1 second. But the whole time, that is what made you look like a Backstreet Boy, not a drag queen. And, like, just, it's the body language. There's a way to do it to make it look like a woman is closing her legs and bending down to, like, grab somebody's hand than just widespreading, crouching down, scratching your balls and grabbing someone's hand at the same time. I don't know. It was just so weird to me. And I'm not saying that every drag queen has to be, like, the most feminized thing in the world, but I'm just saying, like, if that's what you're going for, you need to, like, especially a doll, then, like, you need to get up to that point. Like, I don't know. I just didn't like this. I didn't like it at all. It just was very static, stagnant, and I didn't like it.
I did like
it. And Born This Way is my favorite Lady Gaga song, so it's not that I have anything against the song, and I love the song, and I don't even care that he made some weird backstory to make it fit the song. I don't know. I just don't enjoy Poppy's performances anymore.
I did like it. I do, obviously, yes, you're right. He fell back into, like, a comfort zone with, like, you know, the Backstreet Boys persona. And he definitely, like, but I thought that's why the performance was good, was because he did feel comfortable. But, like, you're right, in the little mannerisms, it was not the perfect idealized feminine whatever. And, like, that's fine. I just didn't think this was bad enough to put him in the bottom, especially with Chick.
I thought it was bad enough to put him in the bottom because we didn't get anything out of Snatch Game. So I thought it was well deserved to be in the bottom. Chick did not deserve to be in the bottom. Chakra should have been there with Poppy. So, and honestly, Poppy should have gone home and not Chakra.
Okay, so here's the thing. The winner is Thirsty. I think it should have been Chick. But clearly, based on what they were doing, fine. Like, I don't hate that Thirsty won. I don't. And especially, again, when we say they're pulling some Drag Race shit, she's the underdog, right? She's the one that's been, right, like, literally setting up. So I've been in the bottom 3 times. And then, you know, to go into the finale, to make some kind of tension, everyone has to have won. And so there it is. Like, she's the one on the way up. Poppy's the one on the way down. And, you know, like, now it's going to be it really could go to anyone at this point, because I don't think Chakra should even be in the finale. If this was 5 weeks ago, I wouldn't have put Thirsty in the finale either. But, like, based on who is there, it really could go to anyone. And I wonder if that's why they put Chick in the bottom with Poppy and then eliminated her, is because it would have been, for me, very obvious that chick is the front runner, the clear, far and away winner.
No, I agree with you. I would have had chick win as well. I wouldn't have. If chick had won this episode, I would not have been upset. If chick was safe this episode, I would not have been upset. But for chick to be in the bottom with Poppy, nonetheless, and then still go home? When yes. Poppy literally did a recreation of her same performance that she just did for Born This Way that she did for Edge of Glory. She did the exact same thing. Chick LaFay had to lip sync and, you know,
and they didn't let her change her fucking wig.
I know.
They kept her in the same fucking wig they were complaining about.
I know. The whole thing was just unfair. I don't understand it because chick was actually creating a new choreo while she was on stage. She was trying to make it fun and interesting. She tried to interact with Poppy 18 fucking times. She kept walking over to her to try to get her to do something with her. And Poppy was rude as fuck. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. And she blew her off every single time she went to reach for her to try and do something together on stage. And Poppy blew her off every single time because Rue told Poppy, we love when you interact with the audience. So Poppy said, okay, then I'm not going to interact with anybody. Fuck all else. I'm just going to jump into the audience and start kissing ass. It pissed me off.
That was my biggest issue with this was that like so much of Poppy's lip sync, there's no way the judges could even see it. She was hanging her head over the edge of the stage so the judges couldn't see her face. She was in the audience so the judges couldn't see what she was doing. And, like, chick won without question. Like, and so then to send her home, which is what happens, felt so idiotic and egregious. And, like, I hope that Kevin McHale is pressing charges against World of Wonder and the producers and RuPaul because she was robbed.
The only thing I can think of and the only thing that would make me feel better about it is if Kevin McHale has a breakout performance on Broadway that was scheduled that same weekend and he was like, unfortunately I have to be kicked off or done by this point and I can't continue. And that's the only excuse that's available in this world that would make it okay for him to go home.
But I don't think that Poppy should have, like, yes, Poppy lost the lip sync, but I don't think that Poppy should have gone home. Like,
I honestly thought they were going to turn to chick and say, you know what, you're safe too. We're going to have a top four.
That's what I thought should have happened as well. But why they just didn't put Shocker in the bottom, I don't understand. Because I don't think that Shocker's been in the bottom the whole season. So, like, based on that, she's the front runner.
But she also should have been in the bottom many a time.
Agreed, but they clearly just don't think so. It's just, like, this is just, it's very weird. And, like, after the trajectory the show has followed, I don't want any of these three to win. I don't think, no matter who wins, it's going to be all that deserved. Like, I think, like, I don't know. I guess I'm Team Poppy only because of, like, the goodwill from the first couple of weeks. But I don't think that Thirsty is good enough, even with the improvement, to be crowned a winner. And I don't understand the ass kissing they've done of Chakra. Who are you rooting for at this point?
I hate to say it, but Thirsty.
Oh, God.
Listen,
at least
I'm gonna...
you said you hate to say it.
I only hate to say it to you because you're so judgmental of her.
Because she's not good.
Well, neither are the other two. And I will admit that Chakra has been given poor tools to deal with, but so did Chick this time around. And she got the short end of the stick instead of all the favors that Chakra had been given. Yes. So I don't think Chakra deserves it because I think Chakra has been given favors to get to this point.
Yes.
And I think Chick has had to work for it. And so the fact that she's not here and Chakra is pisses me off. So I will never be for Chakra winning. And then as far as Poppy goes, you know, like I said, it's pissing me off that there's been no growth. He's being rewarded for being AJ. And like you said with Born This Way, like it's still a straight man that's going to win, that's going to piss everybody off. So honestly, I'd rather a gay man win that looks like a doll and is more akin to somebody like Violet than somebody like Trixie. But you know what? Sometimes them's the breaks, I guess.
So next week is the finale. Someone, I guess, is going to get crowned. And we'll watch and find out who it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just disappointing that we got to this point, and now it's even more disappointing than I imagined.
I mean,
if you had would have asked me the top three and somebody would have told me it was these three, I would have been like, okay, what? So Poppy wins, duh. Right. And then now that I've watched it, I'm like, no, she doesn't win. No, duh.
I mean, it's starting to feel like a regular season of Drag Race, where it's someone's going to win that I don't really want to win. It's a regular season of Drag Race where the fan favorite goes home right before the finale. It happens all the time. Vanjie,
I don't like it.
Ben de la Creme, Willem.
Isn't Ben's own downfall? Can we count that?
I mean, we can, but I meant more season six, that like the top four was Darian, Adore, Bianca, and Courtney. And it came down to a lip sync between Darian and Ben went home.
Yeah, but in that season, I don't know how you even compare.
Compare what?
Ben de la Creme to the rest.
No, I mean like I wanted Ben de la Creme in the top four over Darian.
Not in the top three
over any of those three. I mean, like, okay. that would have honestly, and I'm sure, and I think honestly, that's probably why they sent Ben home fifth. This is a tangent. Why they sent Della home fifth is that, like, it made it more obvious in the finale then that, like, Darian was going to be the one cut at the top three. So that when, yeah, by the time you went into that finale, you were like, holy shit, who's winning?
Yeah.
Like, that is still, to this day, the only season where anyone in the top three could have won, and I would have been excited.
Agreed. But they could recreate that season with the same girls and have the same ending, and I would still be happy.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, this is what happens on regular Drag Race, is that it's a finale, and you're like, okay, well, I guess I'm rooting for this person, but the person I actually want to win isn't there anymore. I feel like that's how I feel, like, every season.
Yeah, I think I'm more open to people once we get to the end, because I don't know. But I do hate the manipulation. I just wish this could have stayed the wholesome and pure thing that it tried to be in the beginning.
Yeah. Agreed. It's sad that, like, we post our this being like, oh my god, we have to talk about this show, it's so much fun. And now we're both, like, complaining at 11 a.m. on a Sunday, being like, I really don't even want to watch the finale anymore.
No, I want to watch it. I mean, it's still an entertaining show. Listen, I'm not saying that it's not, but I wish we could go back to the era of TV where people weren't so fucking worried about what people were going to say on the internet about it, because it's just so much better when people don't care about other people's opinions.
Who are you thinking of? Or what are you thinking of?
I just mean, like, any Drag Race show, because they all used to read each other for filth, and now everybody's like, oh, you're so cute and pretty, but you sleep with a lot of men. And it's like, okay, that's not a read. Like, I don't know. They just seem to all play it easy and nice and fake for the cameras now. And even on this, it's like, you know, for Snatch Game, they could have been real raunch, and instead we got a pepper shaker stroked.
Yeah. All right. Well,
you know what I mean. It doesn't compare to drag queens doing it. And even still, the drag queens now are way more watered down than they used to be, is all I mean.
Well, right. Because, I mean, they go into the show knowing, like, hey, just by trying to advance my career and be on this TV show, I'm going to receive death threats from anonymous teenagers.
Right, but I'm also, if I keep it clean, going to get 10,000 sponsorships from water bottles and Fit Tea and whatever else that I could promote and make money. So they don't want to challenge that, so they just do whatever they're asked and cross their hands over their knee.
All right. We'll be back next week with the finale of RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race Season 2. It airs this Friday at 8 o'clock on VH1. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, if you came here for unicorns and rainbows, you're never going to get that with me and John, so.
Yeah, especially now. Started that way, but nope, not anymore. All right.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.